And now, segment one of Lit 103 at 225 words per minute. Hang on to your britches. Wine is the fermented juice of grapes. The typical beverage wines which are drunk with meals contain between 7 and 14% alcohol. Some popular wines in this group are Claret, Moselle, Burgundy, Sauterne, and Hock. They are generally classed as red or white. Those which contain just the slightest tinge of red may be referred to as rosé and appear pink, but they are usually classed as red wine. The color of wine is determined by the color of the grapes from which the wine is made. Red wine comes from dark grapes, and white wines are made from either black or white grapes. The juice from most varieties of black grapes is colorless, but the skins must be separated from them before fermentation takes place, so the coloring does not get into the wine. Wines which are usually drunk before or after meals are those which contain a higher percentage of alcohol and are known as fortified wines. Many have an alcoholic strength of 18 to 20%. These include sherry, Madeira, and port. In order to fortify or increase the amount of alcohol in the wine, alcohol is added at the end of the fermentation process. Fermentation stops naturally when it reaches the point where the yeast can no longer live in a greater concentration of alcohol. For certain wines, the alcohol is added when the fermentation has not been completed and some sugar is left unfermented. Such wine is very sweet. Sparkling wine is a special variety in which a second fermentation is carried on after the wine is bottled. In the case of top-quality sparkling wines, this is done by adding extra sugar and yeast. Less expensive sparkling wines are prepared by cooling the wine and forcing carbon dioxide into them. Sparkling wines include Asti Spumante, Sparkling Moselle, and the King of Wines, Champagne. Well, apart from those series of wines there, which is very challenging, I think it probably went pretty good for you.